minutes past the hour. That's what the time says. What hour, Collins? 10 o'clock. Check your time. Get that right. Very important. You know, for the next 2 hours, you're in for a splendid time on radio. And I'll borrow a word, which I later decided to make it my word. But the truth is, I did not create the word. The word was created by one great broadcaster once upon a time, whose name I won't mention. And I heard him one day. He was having a very interesting conversation on radio back in the day. I was just a teenager. And then he said, welcome to this program. We are going to have a rollicking time. And I got back to him and said, what does rollicking mean? I don't know if there's a word like that in the dictionary. I didn't read the dictionary that much to have that number of words. And I didn't see anything. I don't know if it's in the dictionary now. Or maybe there's a word that sounds like that.
Do you want to check?
But it didn't sound like there was anything like rollicking on the dictionary. And when I heard it, it sounded good. I said, well, I don't care. Even if it doesn't, it sounds like something sweet, something beautiful, something amazing. It sounds like something exciting, rollicking. So we're going to say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another rollicking moment on radio. Absolutely. I guess that's exactly the word we are going to be using today. What does that mean?
Lively.
Amusing.
Yeah.
Oh, so I just taught you a new word. What a way to get to bring that word to the fore. So welcome to another amusing, lively, or you like it, rollicking episode of What's Up Lagos.
Yes, What's Up Lagos? How are you doing this morning? I hope that you woke up on a bright side.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The traffic is crazy out there. It's mad. It's tough. But we're alive, and we're happy to be alive. I hope that you're happy to be alive, Lagos.
Are you happy to be alive?
I am.
Yes, we're indeed happy.
Yeah.
Well, today, one beautiful day. Guys, I don't know how it works for you, right? Let me just go straight before we ask you. I know you called in to tell us how your day went. But trust me, how does it work for you? When you want to dress up, do you want people to be around you? You know, someone telling you where this.
No.
When you're dressing up.
All right.
For me.
All right.
And before I go with me.
All right.
I understand that when ladies are dressing up, they don't like you to be around there because they just want to see the finished product.
Oh, God.
They're making up, they're doing stuff. Leave this place. Leave me here. Give me space. There'll be space so they don't want to see you. No, it's true. They will tell you, there's space in this room now. Just leave me. Excuse me for now. Okay. And I always respect that. I'm not talking about anybody, but I respect that. That's the truth. But why is it that I can't apply the same to if I want to dress up? Sometimes I just want to do it alone in the room.
Okay.
But that's when they start saying, are you a woman? What do you mean by are you a woman? Are there things that are just peculiar to women? No, that's the truth.
All right.
I go to the bathroom. I want to spend more time there because I take time, you know, to pay attention, to listen to my pulse, you know, and I have hair to wash.
Mm.
I have hair to put soap on. To wash that soap, it takes time
okay. In
the bathroom.
Right.
And then I come out and say, why are you staying so long there? Are you a woman? What do you mean by you a woman? Men, please. Are there men who spend time in the bathroom? That's my first question.
Goodness.
This one is not part of our plan on radio today
goodness.
At all.
See, typically, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say typically because this is something that generally
uh-huh.
The society has come to agree or accept.
Okay.
Where they say, now woman, they take time. Now woman, they finish, they dress up.
Uh-huh.
Then they take time for house.
Uh-huh.
You know? But in my own house, now the man, they waste time.
Yes, and what's wrong with that?
In my own house, now the man go spend time for bathroom.
Uh-huh.
They wash with her, no. It's true.
My hair.
What is your hair that you're washing?
I pay attention to my hair.
You really? You do?
Yes.
Okay.
My hair. And it's an opportunity I have sometimes to reason. It's only time that I'm...
You will still come on. It's still us that we select clothes, oh.
Uh-huh.
It's still us that we select clothes. Okay, wear this. You still ask, is this good to go?
Uh-huh.
Is this good to go?
Yes. How do you respond to that?
I'm depressing. See, I think it's supposed to be my I'm the person supposed to do that. I'm the one who's supposed to say, please help me pick out a clothes. Or I want to do my makeup. Or something. I mean, I still have Zay to take care of. Finish up. I still meet up.
I will finish.
I'll wait for you.
I don't help.
Oh God, I'm messy.
No, guys, this is not our topic today.
Chris will take his time.
Yes, but
to bath.
Yes.
Jesus, let me tell you the routine.
Oh.
Now he takes his time when he wakes up in the morning after the morning prayers.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So we pray in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean that's standard. So after that,
yeah.
This man.
Yes, that's me. Yes.
He goes out to, is it exercise now? He
makes
sure he does exercise every morning, right?
The whole energy.
What do you call that thing that you lift? The dumbbell. So he does that every morning. I don't know how many times, but he spends enough time. Hey, hello, sir. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I'm listening.
Spends enough time with that.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, he comes to the room and he continues with press up.
Hello.
You started this conversation. Allow me to finish. All right? After press up, he sits down for a while and he's on his phone.
To finalize.
Hello. After that, we're not talking about the bathroom. After that, he's inside the bathroom.
Yes.
And then he's there.
Okay.
I don't know what he's doing, but he's there in the bathroom. He says his hair is washing. Let us believe that his hair is washing. And then he comes out and he's like, oh my God, what am I going to wear now? Did you select anything for me to wear? Okay. This can go. And then after wearing it, he's like, I think the other one is good. Now we are there trying to select what he's going to put on. Meanwhile, I am fully dressed and seated and waiting, just watching him.
Yes.
This man. And then after that,
I'll not say excuse me.
He dressed up. He said, excuse me, I want to dress up.
Yes.
Excuse me. Jesus Christ.
Don't I have the right?
Oh God.
Tell me if I don't have the right to do that.
Oh God.
Anyways, Lagos, that's not our topic, but if you can relate to that and it's something you have been dealing with, you know, let's settle this matter, you know, once and for all. You can mention that. And you know that every Wednesday like this on the show is Techie Talk. We have our Techie Talk conversation. And that's exactly what we're going to have today. And today on Techie Talk, I'm just going to mention the topic, what we'll focus on between now and when Mama calls, is we'll be talking about your digital banking experience.
Mm.
Digital banking experience. We also went down the streets of Lagos. I mean, we went to find out for a number of people. What the experience is like with digital banking, and we'll bring that your way. You'll listen to what the Lagosians have to say.
Yeah.
And then what has your experience been like? You know, rate it. Positive, negative, things that need to be improved on. We want you as a user, you know, to share the experience. Because the people who are doing these services have to understand that the user, the end user, is the most important person.
That's you.
And that's what we'll focus on Techie Talk today.
That's right. So he said it all. Mm-hmm. Just tell us your experience with your digital banking service.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using the USSD or using the app?
Mm-hmm.
How's your experience your experience being so far?
Yeah.
Basically, that's what we're talking about today on the show.
Yes, absolutely. But now, before we even go back, feel free to let us know what's happening in your neighborhood.
Yes, and how you're feeling at the moment.
Fantastic. We call it the feel of Lagos.
That's right.
So it's very key. It's something you do with excitement. You call, you scream, what's up, Lagos?
Why did you do that?
What's up, Lagos?
That's it.
Yes, you do that, and then you tell us where you're calling from. We say yes, cheers to life.
Yeah.
We celebrate life together.
That's
what we need to do. And
I'm really shocked that you started the conversation with all of that.
I didn't believe
that you're going to say it.
Why would I cast you.
You just made
let's
me
cast.
Cast. I've casted you.
Let's cast it.
I've cast it.
Let's cast it. Because the truth is, maybe that sometimes you don't understand that people are facing this same thing on a daily basis. They are facing it. Some couples right now, they don't even know how to talk about it to themselves. You know, the good thing between you and I is that we talk to ourselves, we'll reason the matter.
We have even for this morning.
Yes.
You can't be doing this every day.
No, but
really, Colin, you can't be doing this.
Doing what every day?
You cannot be doing this every day. You can't. Come on. Come on, don't rub me
no,
back.
No. I just, the aspect of the conversation had to do with you understanding that There is no such thing. They say we're saying gender equality. There's no such thing as is, am I a woman? Am I a man?
Okay, is that,
we're human beings. Yes, that's
okay,
my point.
That's what made you okay.
I can spend time.
Okay, I'm sorry that you feel
dressing
that way.
Dressing up too.
I'm sorry you feel that way. But like I said, it's a societal thing. Nah, woman, they waste time for bathroom. Nah, woman, they waste time to dress up. But what is the whole difference?
My own is not. We're many.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just asking myself that. What is the whole difference?
Because I'm different. And that's just the fact. Mm-hmm. Lagos, the numbers to call 0700-993-993-993.
That's 0700-993-993-993. All right. You can also drop your WhatsApp message 0809-597-5805.
All right, that's 0809-597-0805. I'm trying to get the female line one more time here so that we can have it. Okay, yes, there we go.
All right. If you're a female, you can call this number 01465-7190. Akwemi is on the line.
Okay.
Akwemi from Ajah. Hello.
Hello, Akwemi.
Yeah.
What's up?
How are you?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up? Welcome.
Yeah, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, great to hear from you.
So, I'm on to compute the matter.
Okay.
When I got to marry to my wife, so when we are together, he will tell me to, can you excuse me? I said, for what? We both work from the same bed. We both have to be together. Why would I excuse you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I need a privacy. I said, why? So when you go to bed, matter, you tell me, say, okay, we want to go out together. You know what? Let's not take your bag because you always spend more time on bedroom. I say, why is that different now? You went to bedroom, take your bag, do everything. I'm not complaining now. You say no, you always take time.
All right.
Thank you, Akwe. He's sharing his experience. I knew a lot of people were going to share that experience. But let's not forget, I don't have a problem with your experience. I took the risks. It wasn't planned. Well, you know, in my mind, I took out. So please pardon me. Some people will be talking about that and also talking about our main talk on the Techie Talk, which, of course, we hope to open the conversation full effect from half past the hour of 10.
Yeah.
Remember, we'll talk about your digital banking. Banking experience.
Your app or the USSD?
Let's know what it's been like for you. I mean, I can't wait to hear what Lagosians had to say in our Vox Pop. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Favour from Ajah. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Favour. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's
good
up, morning. Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What did you say?
Your first time caller.
First time caller.
Whoa! Oh. She's a first time caller.
Good to have you on the show.
Check it out for you.
So what's happening? Talk to us.
Everything is cool and calm.
That's good.
Okay, great to know. So let's talk on the matter now. Would you like to talk about a digital banking experience? You want to tell us, this matter, who spends more time in the bathroom and matter and privacy and all? Favour is a first-time caller.
I think the men spend most time these days.
Uh-huh.
God, we bless you.
Yeah, but it's confirming the fact that it's normal. Thank you, Favour. Appreciate
you.
For that, Favour.
But why? Why
there's
are you
no
spending
why.
That time?
Human beings are human beings.
It's not about being a human being. Uh-huh. I mean, there should be time for you to spend your time in the bathroom. Schedule a time.
Okay, like...
But when you know that you're in a hurry to
how
get
do we
to
even know
place,
I spend time?
You spend time.
How do you know? Do you time me?
I time you.
Please.
I do.
It's too early. It is Wednesday.
So what? To tell a lie?
Yes.
Are you serious? But I actually do.
You time me?
I time
how
you.
How many minutes, averagely?
Hello.
Hey,
hi, Joseph.
What's up, Lego?
Yes. What's up?
Yes!
Hey!
Yes!
Hey.
Hey!
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes!
They can hear me now.
They can hear you.
Yes. Hey, cheers to life, fool. Cheers.
Cheers to life, Joseph. Let's talk.
Hey! Andrea, there is God for you.
You said what?
There is God for you.
Amen.
Let me quickly tell you.
Yes.
The best part of my day is in the bathroom.
Oh,
do you understand?
Oh,
There are inspirations that come from above. When I'm in the bathroom.
Bam.
I don't need anybody to disturb me. My wife knows.
Thank you very much.
She's in the bathroom. I don't disturb her. Oh-ho. Do your thing.
Oh-ho.
But I'm in the bathroom. It is my time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. God has to speak to me. I have to think about it. There's so many things.
Okay.
She's in the bathroom.
Okay.
You are doing the 3-in-1. You don't want me to explain the 3-in-1.
Okay.
No. Right.
Everything is just all right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it.
Yes. Talking about my environment.
Yes.
We're in traffic here, so we are kind of getting used to it. God help us.
Okay. Where precisely?
I'm calling from Shangotedu.
Okay.
I'm enjoying you people with the traffic.
Okay.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Appreciate it, Joseph. God bless you.
My digital banking.
Uh-huh. Mm.
You see, it has been Nigerian thing. Sometimes network will be fine. Sometimes network will not be fine. But it has been okay. I'm enjoying it. I'm using it.
At least
I make payments online and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever the thing hook,
we hook with that.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Oh, man.
Have a wonderful day. I'm enjoying the two of you. God bless you. Eh?
God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
Yes, you too. Austin from Jack on Days Live. Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Lagos?
Yes, what's up?
How you doing, Collins?
We're doing fine, oh.
Okay. I
know Andrea is doing fine, too. Welcome. Let's talk, Austin.
How you doing, Collins? I watch you all the time. You're WhatsApp status.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, you're my guy now.
My guy. How is Jack on there this morning?
Well, it's okay. I'm at the side.
Okay, at the side. Great, fantastic. Mm. So let's talk on the matter. Digital banking experience, or you want to chook mout for the, you know, spending time in the bathroom matter?
Both.
Okay, go ahead. Let's talk.
Yeah, I bank with a particular bank.
Uh-huh.
Am I allowed to call the bank name? I don't know.
No need.
Okay.
They know themselves.
Because my phone crashed last weekend, okay?
Uh-huh.
So now I just got one phone that I can do stuff like that before my phone is back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That I can't do transfers. USSD. Oh, my God. I was frustrated.
Hmm.
I could not do transfer, and it was weekend. Also, all my site workers were on my neck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
They'll say,
I pay money. And you can turn it to a liar sometimes, you know.
Oh, my God.
They'll say, Oga, you never do one.
I pay them, yeah.
You know? Oh, my. Anyways, thank you so much. I know.
Also, Collins, hold on.
Yes.
I think I should send my wife's number to you.
Okay.
Look. She made me to go late to church all the time. I don't like it.
Why? She spends more time.
She spends more. To brush alone would take 1 hour.
And what you do is make her wake up earlier.
I used to do that.
See who is talking.
Hello, please.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. God will bless you.
Thank you
so much.
You're saying wake up early.
Wait, nah, let me finish.
Hello.
Let me give you your credit.
All right.
So you see, in that situation where the man now is the one saying that the woman is spending more time, so the advice is what you are doing for me is what the man should do for the wife. That's the way it should be.
Mm.
Because what you do for me is,
do you?
But I wake up earlier than you actually.
Do you follow? No,
I do.
You don't.
But I always support you, Sha.
You do. I'm not against that. I'm not denying.
I don't understand.
Excuse
okay,
me,
today.
Sir.
Tell me today I want to cast.
Me,
is it casting day? Guys, I wake up earlier.
You don't wake up earlier.
Okay.
You don't wake up earlier.
But I support.
You support.
So
yes.
I go most times.
Not most times.
About the bathroom.
Sometimes.
In the morning.
Yes.
I said, don't worry. Go on, shout. Go on. But I'll allow you shower and then I'll do what? So, I mean.
Yeah. You do that sometimes.
No.
But it's not all the time.
Anyway, right. You know what?
My problem with, see, I'm not saying that you don't support. I'm not saying that you don't wake up.
Yeah.
Early or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that the time you use to do the things that you do when you wake up,
small.
You just be time conscious.
Okay.
For instance, you want to do your workouts in the morning. If you realize that you have woken up late,
mm-hmm.
maybe you usually do 10.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut it down to 5.
I don't even do much.
You do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the person that does not know you will tell you don't do much. You do. You do. So just like be time conscious. That's all.
Okay.
That's all I'm
okay.
asking.
All right. Thank you very much. I hope the message is going across to whoever is the partner who delays in the bathroom.
Yes, so.
It's going across to everyone listening. But our main talk, it's your digital banking experience on Techie Talk.
That's right.
We'll go on a break when we come back. I know some of you have dropped messages on... no, wait, not time for the break. When we go on the break and come back, we'll take your messages on WhatsApp, on Facebook. Those who are watching us live on Facebook. Hi, hello. See, I'm waving as if they can wave back. Turn to your neighbor.
Neighbor.
God is good and kind to me.
God is good and kind to me.
Neighbor. God bless you.
God bless you.
Neighbor. God bless Nigeria.
God bless Nigeria.
Please, in churches, let me advise you. Churches, please. We have to stop this turn to your neighbor matter. Turn to your neighbor. What if you turn and it's a person, someone that stole your money?
Not even bad. Neighbors don't want to turn.
Neighbor, they'll use a hand to talk. Neighbor.
they're looking at the pastor, but they're using
hand to neighbor. Please, let's remove that out of the question of preaching and all. That's just by the way, guys. We'll be back.
I want to digress a bit.
Okay.
I usually have this thought in my mind. I don't know if I'm weird. I'm the only one who thinks that way. I feel like with pastors, or when, you know, they say that, they're trying to call the attention of people like, don't sleep.
No
like, just
sleep.
Carry the audience along. You know, to keep them
active. It's strategic.
Yeah.
And emceeing is also, emceeing use that a lot too.
Yeah, to keep them
Please,
active.
Before you give instruction, check well. If I'm sitting beside somebody who is an enemy, because this is reality. And we say neighbor.
You should not have an enemy. You should not
God
have
bless
enemy.
You.
You should not have an enemy.
But we do.
Don't have an enemy. Sir.
All right. We'll be right back after the break. Stick around.
My digital banking experience, well, now basically we get money, they use digital banking, but most of the times I use my mobile app to buy airtime, and well, it's actually cool, but it is even when you need to make ASAP transactions that or urgent transactions that the bank network will be bad, failing or fluctuating. But a few times I've used it, it is, well, it was nice, and but the fact that the banks usually have bad network most times or sometimes, it's not actually cool.
So you can easily access your fund, transfer, receive money, recharge, pay your utility bills online. So this is the aspect of digital banking, and it is such a relief because you don't need to like go to banks, you don't need to walk into any of their branch to perform any transaction you want to perform. So you can easily do it within your house, probably your office, even while walking on the road, you can access your phone. So my experience so far with digital banking is it is such a relief for everybody.
No, my own opinion on digital banking, I think it is one of the best moves that that the banks in Nigeria has introduced to its customers. You know, it has actually made things easier. In most cases, if you have any complaint, if you have to make deposits, if you have to make withdrawal, you have to go to the bank. But since digital banking, you know, online bank has been introduced to Nigerians, it's made it easier for people to do some transaction without even stepping their foot in the bank. For example, now, I don't even need to carry much cash around me. I can just take money that I'll use for TFA if I'm going out. But when it comes to, if I want to get something from a mall, supermarket, you know, any other place, I can actually make transfer on my phone instead of carrying a lot of cash around. And, you know, taking cash around in Nigeria these days may be harmful to people.
In terms of my business, it has been helpful. Clients can easily transfer money. And with my mobile app, I can just open and confirm every transaction made.
I've really not had a bad experience with digital banking, except if there's no network or network is very slow. Yeah. But aside that, the online banking has been, I've really not had experience, or probably because I don't really have so much money that I used to do digital banking. So little and the little time I have done it, it was nice.
Those were experiences of real people, Lagosians, all right, sharing their experience on
digital banking.
Digital banking. So we're asking the question today on Techie Talk. What is your digital banking experience?
That's right. We try to trace the growth of digital banking sector across the country. Also try to examine people's experiences and various digital banking apps that exist and platforms as well. And let me start by saying that, you know, the earliest form of digital banking emerged in not only today, mm-hmm. in the 1960s, yeah. you know, according to historians. Now, it was at the time that the world began to see the first ATMs, debit cards, mm-hmm. being introduced. So yes. it's not as if not today, 1960s. So, mm-hmm. we needed to point that out.
That's right. Now, these advancements were perceived to be revolutionary due to the fact that banking customers could have access to their funds at any point in time.
That's right.
It is hinged on this development, the concept of digital banking, which is sometimes referred to as e-banking, slowly emerged over the last few decades to become the core of today's financial system.
That's right. Now, we're riding on this to bring our conversation to the fore and ask some questions. It's mainly just to find out what your experience has been, like you heard from a lot of Lagosians. Mm-hmm. All right? Transfer, no go, 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 no go. How have they been? What are the areas you think we can improve? How do you rate your recent digital banking experience?
What we just listened to,
yeah.
one of them said that he doesn't necessarily have to carry bulk money, mm-hmm. you know, around the place. And it took me back to many years ago, many years ago. I was still very, very tiny. My dad used to, he was a car dealer.
Okay.
And, you know, then transferring wasn't a thing. Yeah. E-banking wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And then he had to take money. In Ghana must goes
yeah.
to the bank to make deposits.
The risks.
Exactly. So my aunt would do that business for him. Now let me tell you what she usually do. She would dress up like a mad woman.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wear a nightie, cloth on top cloth.
Wow.
And carry the bundles of money in the Ghana must go, carry it on her head or, you know, hand. Acting like a crazy person till she gets to the bank. till she gets to the bank, then she changes and enters the banking hall.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, things people had to go through exactly. just to ensure that they can deposit money.
That's right.
My own personal experience of what we know, do you know how the queues used to be? There was a particular bank, first of all, at the counter. I have nothing against elderly people, aged people, but there are some jobs that were not just for aged people. But back in the, just not too long ago, when I say some years, you know, I say it was a long time ago. You go to that bank, you see people, you know, some elderly people, so to speak, that'll be the cashier attending to people. Mm-hmm. They, with their glasses, they'll be looking at you like on the queue. They'll be pressing computer. You can tell in your mind that maybe it's solitaire these people are playing. They're not playing game. That's the step. But, you know, you'll be on that queue until, madam, what's going on? Okay, what's going on? We're working on it. We have moved beyond that era. I'm telling you, sometimes you just need to look back to appreciate where we're coming from. Messages on WhatsApp, on Facebook, looking at us right now, and on WhatsApp. I'll take the Facebook. I guess you'll take the WhatsApp messages.
Yeah.
Mary Imaswe, really? Wow. Is that, well, there's a huge difference between my digital banking experience with traditional banks and digital banks. I've observed that digital banking services by digital banks are faster and their rates are better and their customer care response is so efficient.
Mm.
I make use of two digital banks, two traditional banks, and the difference is so clear.
Mm.
Okay, now, so that means we know that digital traditional banks have digital services.
Yeah.
But they are not digital banks.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So she's trying to say that digital banks that are strictly digital, that their services seem to be better and more efficient than the traditional banks that also have digital services.
Wow.
Is that true for you? A very, very
thank you for sharing that with us. I mean, thank you for sharing that with us. We have a message on WhatsApp. Dozie Din Naji says, "What's up, Lagos? You too will be giving me Joy Unlimited. I love your combo. Collins, I'm on this table low with you. I take my time in the bathroom.
Oh,
men to a human.
Abi, men to a human, actually.
God will help you.
Josephine from Facebook Live, watching us live from wherever, I didn't get that, said, "What's up, Lagos? Hi to the techers. On the matter, Andrea be coming down now. Thank God you... He said, thank God you are the you. And you are the Andrea in this matter. Okay. All right. You are the you. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But I hope I made sense. He said, in this matter, who is always doing the waiting? Must the men always be complaining about the women?
Okay.
Eh?
All right.
Do Collins... He said, okay, wait. He said, Collins, on this... You know what Collins is doing intentionally because he doesn't want you to start doing this. The reason to hate a woman and delay and blah. Okay, she's trying to make a point for me, trying to defend me. I'm trying to make sense of this.
Defend out of the universe.
Yeah, she's trying to say, he said, but what I don't understand is him on top of the delays skill, you know, ask you to... come on. Please, can you resend this message? It's not clear to me at all. Maybe it's just my glasses. I need to clean it, but I don't think that's it. Because the next one says, what's up, Lagos? Mobile banking makes things easy for me in terms of, in terms of buy airtime or pay bills online, send money home to mom, transfer to someone nearby to collect the cash, place an order. I only go to the bank when I want to make deposit of huge sum to my account.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing that experience.
That's right.
With us. Okay. WhatsApp here. Anyway, I wanted to say, you the defender of the universe. Keep defending, Mr. Nice Man, all the way from the nation's paradise, Calabar. He says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea Oduobi. Yeah. Take care. I'm here, stuck in my bed, struggling to get up. Calabar is fine. And a little bit busy as usual. Anyway, he says, I do spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Okay.
Because now their inspiration they come from.
Now so?
Take my time to get dressed up. But lately the story has changed. I barely use 20 minutes to get off my bed, bath and get dressed. But shockingly, my girlfriend, now my ex, barely uses 10 minutes to get set, especially for an outing. And he says, to the topic of today and for the tech talk, using USSD, mobile app and other digital banking platforms has always been smooth, from creating bank accounts, getting my ATM cards easily, paying some utility bills and having some fill transaction usually solved. I really want to commend them. They've really saved me from getting to run helter-skelter to the bank. But I would like them to encourage the usage of these platforms to their customers. Love and light for the end, for my end to you guys. Thank you so much.
Wow, great, lovely. All right, Ogudiran Adeyemi Olushola says, digital banking is cool, but also comes with its own digital problems. Aha, I guess you're talking about network. So guys, conventional banks, traditional banks, their digital services and the digital banks, how would you say, how would you rate? Because it matters. There's got to be some competition on how the services are good. I mean, how well the services are delivered.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. Okay, so quickly, this is coming from Kingsley from Acha. This message is hilarious.
All right.
He says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. Correct me. Okay, Andrean. My name is not Andrean, all right? It is Andrea. And he says, Uncle Collins. See, the way she cast you, now you cast her more.
Is that what you say?
Exactly.
Okay, I mean, cast her, I know. And I'm okay. I love the casting. It's good.
It's all right.
It's true now. If it's going to make some people change and also make some people feel better, it's okay. Anyways, another one here from Agbaku David Chukudi says, mobile banking makes things a bit easier for me, you know, comfortable with it anytime and anywhere. All right, great.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Olari Waju from Egbeda says, what's up, Lagos? Greetings to the one and only most compatible and undisputable couple on radio, Mr. and Mrs. Collins, Andrea. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm Olari Waju from Egbeda. For me, I'm enjoying banking. I think he's trying to say, traditional banking more than because of digital. Okay, I'm enjoying banking
because
more now because of digital banking. All right.
Wow. And that's the truth, because before now, I didn't want to have to go and meet somebody who probably is angry from home. you know, go to the office and they say, "Oga, please stay there." Customer service in banks.
Right.
You queue.
Yeah, I think the experience when you go physically to the bank it's a lot of stress.
As if you have come to beg.
It's a lot of stress. I've been there before. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of Nigerians can relate.
Yeah.
Where you'll be at the bank and you're asked to sit and wait for hours.
And
maybe you just
telling...
want to make a deposit of 2,000 naira. You have to stand on the queue. But I like the systems in banks these days where, you know, if you want to make a deposit or withdraw for a large sum, there's a different what's it called that you can make that transaction. Then if you want to make for, you know, just small amount of money, there's where they can direct you to where you can make that, you know, transaction.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Right. So yeah, I think that also helped with the whole queuing and things like that. But we're talking digital banking experience, the USSD. And have you seen recently? I don't want to call out my bank. It's doing me like I should call the bank out. Like it's doing me like that.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna save it. But, you know, network has been terrible for the past a week now.
Yeah.
I cannot make transactions. Mm-hmm. I cannot make a transfer. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything with my digital banking. I can't even use the app. And it's crazy. It's frustrating. Now, I'm subjected to going to the ATM to do my withdrawals and do my transfers.
Mm.
Instead of, you know, having to do it directly from my phone.
I think we need to do more as far as that's concerned. Network, you know.
That's right. What exactly is behind the network failure? What exactly is behind, you know, transactions failing? How can you do better? How can we do better in that regard?
That's right. What do we need to do? What do we need to do to improve upon the digital banking in Nigeria? Because the truth is, the experience of some people, I know it's easy, because looking at where we're coming from, see the way we're talking about getting into the bank, they make you feel like you came to beg.
Yeah.
You know, you sit there, somebody's angry, it's your problem. And then security at the bank, also some banks. And then, you know, all of that. We agree that it has made life easier,
right? That's right.
But we need to improve. We can't stay at that point, oh, it's way better. We need to indeed improve on it. So what can we do? What are the areas that you think banks need to improve?
Absolutely.
I know they are listening.
Very great question.
Absolutely.
What do you think needs to be improved in the digital banking experience? I mean, in digital banking in Nigeria, basically.
That's right. To make this space viable, what do we need to do? That's a big question. We'll go back to the phone calls. Before we do that, let me see if we have some messages on WhatsApp and we bring that in just a while. Now, you know, maybe we should put it directly a bit, you know, on this conversation. So, okay, there's a process of doing any digital transaction. All right. One of them is you should have a mobile phone, whether you're using USSD or your app. You should have strong internet.
Yeah.
All right. And then another one is you should have the app of the whatever bank platform on your phone.
Yeah.
Now, when you do all that, where is the stress most? Is it from the network point of view? Or is it when you get into the app? Do you find it difficult to recharge your phone? Because remember, even you're charging your phone now, you have to use one of the services in most cases.
Yeah.
So where is the stress? Maybe we should break it down that way. So most times when I get to the point where I need to recharge my phone, there's no problem. To buy data, there's no problem. To now use my banking app, there are some services that there's problem. The moment I go there, I start having network. Is there a particular way that I've realized that if I do it this way, it doesn't work? We need to address these things, because that's how we can help these banks serve us better.
Absolutely.
If no one is talking about it, nothing will be done about it.
That's right. So we have a call. Can we pick that now? Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Martins.
All right, Martins, welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah. First of all, colleagues, leave the bathroom.
I should leave the bathroom.
Leave the bathroom.
That's where my inspiration comes from. That's where I get a pick from.
You put on tell him.
That's why.
For the love of God.
I'll reduce the time.
Then, secondly, digital banking in Nigeria, bro.
Yeah.
Let's say we're already used to it in Nigeria. It's like the general thing to have it, as in, because the banking, digital banking and traditional banking sector in Nigeria is crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why I just composed a little line. Some banks have a first-hand access to the issues of infidelity in the Nigerian banking sector. Did you hear me?
No, say that again.
Some banks have first-hand information.
Okay.
To the first-hand access to the info, to the true to the problem in this. Wait, calm down. You should leave me alone.
Yeah, don't worry. Take your time.
Yeah. So some banks have a first-hand access.
Okay.
To the true infidelity in the Nigerian banking sector.
Wow.
You see those.
Oh, yeah, don't leave me. Atikboy, we have heard you.
In this sentence, there are three power points there.
We've heard you.
You know, three power points. They've nearly wrecked my life.
Wow.
Because during the weekends, you want to do transactions, business, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they will just beat you. The customer will see that a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So many things, bro. It's crazy. If like it's an Nigerian thing, though, like we are used to it. So
we shouldn't get used to it. That's what the
can we
problem
do to improve
is.
It?
We shouldn't get used to it.
Let's say your bank was listening right now. What would you tell them specifically?
If you are listening, I'll cause them.
Oh, well, no, cause them. That's not fair.
No, okay.
The team don't pay you. Can't they go before you cause them? Bye-bye.
But you see, he mentioned a very key thing. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
All right. He mentioned a very key thing. When you make transactions, you transfer money to your customer. You want to get an item. You're buying something, mm-hmm. and you make a transaction. You do a transfer with your internet banking. Mm-hmm. And then when you do that, the person has not received the alert, mm-hmm. but you have been debited, mm-hmm. and you want to take what you don't buy. You want to carry it home, and mm-hmm. the person will say no. Until I see alert. Before I will give you this good. And not alert. If you don't enter, it's tomorrow morning.
Whose fault is that?
I don't understand. And then my goods are with you. I've been debited. What should I do about it?
And they will not go to the bank. They say it's network.
It's network.
Kilo Jebe,
how is that my fault? You waste me time, money,
mm-hmm.
energy.
Mm-hmm.
I still did not carry my goods.
You and the person can argue. They'll call you a liar.
Exactly.
Say that's how they do. Don't mind all these guys. All right, Grace, let's get back to the... I've never been stuck with a calf guy before. What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Welcome.
Both of
you are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You're the best, too.
You have MC Innovator Kenny Ari on the line.
Oh, MC Innovator. Welcome. Let's talk.
On that transfer issue, I can relate.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks ago, I went to Akure,
mm-hmm.
and my car had a very, minor issue.
Right.
I had to get a coil, and this coil that would be on the on the plug. So one of them is bad, so I had to go and get it at the market. So it was a Sunday. So I had 3,500 cash, and the other thing is 6,500. So I made a transfer of 3,000, and I was traveling all the way from Akure down to Lagos that very early morning around 9.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe that this guy did not see the alert, and he told me I won't go. And I was like, oh boy, you know the old up way they beggar like this now.
See?
Eh?
The guy hooked you.
For me now? He was like, no, until you see the alert. I said, there are some times I will make a transfer. So people will see the alert tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you are saying I should stay here with my family members and inside the car, and then you are still saying until I share alert, and he has already fixed the coil in my car.
Wow.
So I was like, it was not one man that now stood for me that, okay, if you don't get the alert tomorrow, personally, I'll give you the 3,000.
All right.
Thank you for sharing that. We need to go on a short break at the moment. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. To stay with us.
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! Yes! Yes! Oh, la la.
Good morning, Mr. Collins.
Good morning to you.
How is your wife, everybody?
We're fine. It's as you want to give us money. Do I ask you?
This is Philip.
Hey, Philip, welcome. Let's talk. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Yanopaja area in Aburu.
Oh, great. I found out that way now, other side.
Everywhere, cool, everywhere, gel.
That's who. That's who. Let's talk, man, on the matter on ground.
Yeah.
I was not that to listen to you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Anyway.
I just want to say hi to you and your wife. I'm enjoying you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's good.
Thank you for taking care of Collins. I listen to you guys. You are doing great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great
appreciate
it. Good work.
All right, great. Thank you. Love, so much love coming from every side.
All right. We're still talking your digital banking experience. Share with us what has been your experience so far. We have a message here. This is from who now? Okay, he says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, Collins and Andrea. Teke. Well, to help you, Mrs. Teke, just make Collins choose his outfit next day. Okay, make him choose his next day outfit the evening before. And he says, a bank made me look like a liar and thief with a close relative that caused a huge fight. And now things don't scatter. A tire for this country.
That's right. And you know, you can't blame people when they say, I want to say alert. Because there is fake alerts. It was just last week we talked about a guy who, his job was to defraud people in different markets. He would just order groups from Malaba. And then you now say, come and meet me somewhere, maybe in Aja.
Yeah.
You now come there, he will turn you around and around and around and around and around. At the end of the day, when it's late, when you're frustrated, he will now show you fake alerts. And if you do not insist and wait, if you go, that's the end.
Mm.
You know, I don't know why in this time that people are thinking of creative ways that are not illegal. And all you think about is how you can defraud people. So guys, don't blame people when they say... When they say, man, I'm going to see the alert too, because fake alerts is plenty for town.
That's right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Top of the day to you, Mr. and Mrs.
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Hello. Are you there?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning
to you. Cheers to life.
Yeah. I would like to celebrate my birthday. The first day.
No, you want to what?
Today is my wife's birthday.
Oh, today's your wife's birthday.
Is that why you're calling the female only line?
This is not female only line, madam.
All right. You say it's not a female only line. Okay, let's hear you. Go ahead, give her a shout out.
Okay, happy birthday. You for Priscilla. I love you. God bless you. God will continue to enlarge you. God will continue to strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I love you. Thank you.
All right, great, fantastic. I hope you feel better now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope she's also listening.
She's listening.
Wow. Hey. So she's listening, that's all you can see. God bless you. Is that all you can see?
I said, I know that.
Yes, amen. Don't mind me. I'm just pulling your legs. I know you do. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we promote love, unity amongst couples and between couples. We promote that with siblings. We promote that with everyone.
With family.
Society, family, generally.
That's right.
And that's why we're here. Let's go back to the phone lines. The female-only line, don't forget, is...
01465-7190. WhatsApp is... Your WhatsApp number is 080... Forgive me. 0809-597-5805.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
I remember that time.
You remember
when
again.
I was.
Remember what?
Collins, wait, is he your song?
Is he your 60 seconds you want to use to sing? You remember?
What's up,
Lagos? I finished it for you. Let's get a talk, man. Ebuka, how's Mushin this morning?
I see now. You don't fuck up now.
On radio.
Why?
Ebuka, at your age, and this time 2021, you can use foul language on radio. You want to sack me?
This is nothing.
No. I'm sorry.
No. Please.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I know. So in a slip of tongue. Say sorry to Lagosians. Say sorry to everybody.
Lagos, I'm sorry.
Say sorry to NBC.
NBC, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're safe now.
Give me money for my credit.
Anyways, go ahead. Don't worry now. Yeah. Go ahead, let's talk.
This is Oluwaseun from Ikorodu.
Oh, Oluwaseun from Ikorodu. Sorry, I missed that. Let's talk, Shun. Yeah.
Now, for me, digital banking and the experience are always mixed. Sometimes good and bad.
Okay.
So sometimes I used to ask myself is that what demo is controlling the network?
Hmm.
So at the time you needed the network and you ask yourself, let this thing go and go for once. Even when you don't need network, everything will just be there and nothing will happen.
Hmm.
I just hope, you know, this we are in the era whereby we don't have choice than to use it.
Yeah, do you think that sometimes it could be internet's problem? Maybe not the services of the bank in platform.
You know, another thing
is what do you think is more of it? Is it the internet problem or the bank services, the app? Or the?
I think it's more of the bank services, you know. Currently, there are some banks that when they send money to you, you have to wait for the next 24 hours before you receive the alert. And there are some now that when they send money to you, within the jiffy, you get your alert instantly.
That's right.
So it's more of the bank than the internet.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sean, for calling. Appreciate you a lot. Ebuka has been waiting on the line from Mushi.
What's up, Lagos?
Ebuka, they talk.
Yes, just the life.
Good morning, Collins, Andrew.
Good morning.
How is it going now?
Very well, thank you.
But the matter tire up. You see why people would want you to, or for them to get a lot. They will, if they don't get it, and you say they sent it, they will reverse the money back to you, they will reverse back to the person. So they need to confirm.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, one of my customers sent money, our customer sent money, get. It was in the night I saw the thing. It was because of trust. I just leave it. He sent money. He wants another thing. And he sent the money again. I think, say, what's it happen now? So this bank, at times I wonder, is it their net? I know it's their network. But some banks, they cannot call their nature. Another problem is this SAMBT. Maybe that one is a central bank, are we? The cash somebody today they come up for people account, Mr. Bakulu. If they pay him for body, you can come be like a normal thing now. When we say small money, senior, come on, anything for 10,000 upwards.
Senior,
end of the day, they will calculate it for you.
That's right.
And give you like 500 or 450. I'd be wondering, why even SMS alert, they take it, other this thing, they take it. And at the same time, frustrate you for not getting that last part. Because somebody will come from somewhere and say they want to buy something and you will send someone to you. Be waiting for a lot. What I do is I use internet banking. You get?
Yeah.
Immediately, if I don't get a lot, I'll just put my mobile app. Yeah. I check immediately and see if there is not.
Yeah.
So they need to upgrade. They need to do serious work. When they talk of cashless policy and other things, their network needs to be strong.
Exactly.
So that people will be having this calm mentality. Not short on other things.
Right.
Thank you.
What's up, Lega?
Just the life.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Ebuka the talk. Ebuka there sharing his experience. Oh, sorry for that. Yes, we need to go to the next call, but I mean, he made a very valid point.
He actually did. But we have a few WhatsApp messages quickly that I need to take. It's coming from Comrade Ayekeme Felix. He says, digital or electric banking is a nice one, but it has created sleepless nights for Yahoo boys to defraud the people of their hard-earned money for years. Otherwise, digital banking is easier and faster. So I think he's trying to say that due to the digital banking, it's good though, but it has created more opportunities for fraudsters, you know, to defraud people.
And that's very key. You know, we just have to always, in the mix of all of this, I mentioned fake alert the other time, we should always be cyber security conscious. You know what to do, protect your account. And then our advice, use the app as against going online. So people go online and say use digital banking online. The app can be traceable. At least there's a contact. You can reach out to somebody from the bank through the app. And I think it's a bit... And also download the app from good sources.
All right, Bola.
That's right.
Bola from Bariga. Hello, Bola.
Yeah,
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good to have you here.
Cheers to life.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Wow. Welcome. We're excited to have you.
Yeah, so about the topic, this is what happened to me yesterday. I went to the market to buy stuff because I felt like I needed to cook.
Okay.
And so I asked them if I could pay via transfer, and they accepted. They normally would not accept, but because they know me, they accepted so that I paid via transfer. So I did the transfer, and I got a debit alert, and okay, they on their part, they had to confirm, because I think she was telling me, like, so much ago that someone came to, like, spend fake money for her. So I got, like, really up and everything, yeah. Mm-hmm. I spent like 1 hour there. This woman didn't. She checked her bank bank app. She didn't get no notification, no nothing. Like, I literally just picked up the chicken this morning.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, as in, I think, like, it has a good side, but I like.
There are a lot of disadvantages, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
how do you think really that we. Well. How do you think that, you know, it can be better?
To be honest, I've never really thought of it.
Okay,
honest,
but let me put it this way: Where do you think the problem is? Do you think it could be the apps, the apps not functioning properly, or from time to time, or is it the network, internet, data? Could it be the space? Because if you don't have fast internet, sometimes some apps will not work. Do you think that? Where do you think the problem could be more?
So I think it's in between the app and NIBS, those interbank system, settlement system people, because they just need to upgrade whatever system it is. Because there are times you do it and you get it immediately, and there are times you can't say that you send money now and the person will receive it. You can't beat your chest and do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't think it used to be like that before. I don't know. Maybe
there
are many people on the system, but I love that stuff. I really do not know.
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Quickly, this message is coming from Michael, and he says, good morning. See, these issues with the banks is that some bank refuse to invest in standard IT infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
When you have good IT gateways, transactions will be seamless. CBN needs to insist that bank upgrade their system. I think the last caller just mentioned system upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
That could also be a factor.
Let's also get to realize, you know, the implications of, you know, having a functional digital banking system. You know, from the perspective of these platforms, it's a whole lot. And let me also be quick to mention that, you know, with the way some banks are treating some people, their services, you know, the way the poor level of their services is affecting some other banks that actually are doing well. That's why, I mean, if you're a bank out there listening to us right now, you know, we're going to give, at least moving forward, maybe some episodes on the show, we're going to give some bank representatives, if you're listening now, you can tell them, an opportunity to come on this platform. You've heard some of those complaints. You've heard what Nigerians are saying. Don't sit there and be saying, oh, we have the best digital bank. We have the best digital bank. Nigerians are talking now. So, the most of the reports right now, you know, the reports are about, they're worried about the services still. Even though we're enjoying the fact that we don't need to come to the bank, and we need more. So this is giving an opportunity to, we'll give one or two banks who are serious, you know, an opportunity to come here and also tell us from your own perspective. Because there are things like, you don't have internet, your internet is not strong, and you blame it on the bank.
Hmm.
There are things like, you have not updated your app, the app of your bank. You have not updated it. You see, apps always have new versions.
Yeah.
If you do not update, you may have poor quality. These are basic knowledge that we can give you. But it would be nice also hear directly from these banks to talk, what are the things you're doing to make sure that Nigerians and Lagosians get better services digitally?
That's right. Mendes from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? About this transaction issue, have given up on banks already. I hardly use banks lately. It's so frustrating when you want to pay your school fees and network just decides to fall your hand. Most times we students quickly hustle our school fee and pay it a day to our exam day. Mm. Then you start hearing there's no network. Let's wait till night. God help us all.
Just to remind you, according to research by McKinsey, the banking sector in Nigeria remains an attractive sector with over $9 billion in value. $9 billion in value. If you have time, convert that to Naira. However, despite this level of, you know, competition, there's a huge majority of consumers that are currently underserved. And that means the quality of what they're getting is not what a bank should be giving. And this is very important. So, guys, we're wrapping up this conversation shortly because we need to give you an opportunity to play some game. We have some simple questions to ask you at half past the hour for the game. Mm-hmm. And we'll make it around tech. We'll make it around some of our conversations today on the show.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. This particular person here says, what's up, Lagos? It's not the fault of the bank at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's customer network provider that sends the alerts.
Hmm.
Let the seller get his or her bank app whenever they send money to him and he doesn't get the an alert on time, let him check his bank app to confirm.
Very key. Because if you're waiting for SMS alert, that means the system now is between the service provider, maybe the telecom service provider, and the bank. So
right.
Sometimes it can be the telco. But if it's the app, you're sure
mm-hmm.
that it is still with the telecom because you need internet.
Yeah.
But this time, you're sure that if your bank has received it, you can get the alert from the app. And that's a very valid one. More phone calls coming in. Let's see who's next.
Hello.
Hello, this is Philip.
Hey, Philip, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up?
What's up? Take care. How are you doing?
We're fine.
We're great.
Yeah, doing great. Let me play just a minute now. Let me try to tell that every win now.
If I give it left hand now, you will say I'm wicked. No. No, what will you say? You say this calling, you're too violent. Why you want to lie to me? If I lie to you...
I
try that. Obviously, not now. Towards the end, we'll play game. But you have a opportunity to play the game in the next 10 minutes. All right. Now we're still concluding. Are you not worried about the digital banking?
Yeah,
don't you use
this
it?
This issue of banking. Uh-huh. Me too itself because I'm doing good work. Uber.
Oh, great.
It's always problem. People are giving you. People say they transfer to you, and it's causing issue. Big headache.
That's right.
But thank God to Wema Bank, I have the customer care service.
If I give a left hand now,
if we liked you,
I do anyone. Well, I don't call them.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. You call and call the bank again. Thank you.
You know, I know if I give people the opportunity to mention banks, there will be mixed reactions. Some will sweat. You know, the guy say it now swear go swear for them. But we're going to make sure that we balance it up here. We'll bring, like I said, bring some bank officials. If you're listening out there, your digital guys, don't wait. Some of you, the problem with some of the banks is that they like to go to where they're comfortable. They don't want a place where they'll ask you questions.
Mm.
Say, how do you want? And then the customer will talk to you. They want to go to a place where there will be only. They'll be telling you, oh, don't worry, you're good, you're this. If you are bold enough, reach out to us, you know, in the next coming weeks. We'll bring you on radio so those who are using your app can ask questions.
Yeah.
So that you can win more people. If you think that your app is better, your services are better. And I look forward to hearing from you guys concerning this. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up?
Welcome. Cheers to life.
Yeah. This is Samuel calling from Ikorodu.
Oh, let's talk.
Yeah.
Samuel.
You see, this digital banking is a very good development, but that thing can embarrass if the thing just do a meow. Last time I went to do shopping in one place at Okoloto, there one more.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a lot of stuff for my kids, you know, I have money on my card, and the thing just, they deducted me. The thing wrote decline on the paper, on the printout, they deducted my amount, and those guys are like, no, the thing is declined. The money will not come to them. It will reverse when? I should go to the bank. And this was a Saturday. Thank God for my life that built me out that day. But it was an embarrassment. So I think that they need to improve on their IT stuff. Because at times it's the internet.
All right.
It's the internet.
Great.
They need to improve on their IT stuff because in Europe you don't even think, okay, imagine it's in Nigeria, you go to ATM. As you are there, somebody will be asking you, is it paying? He's not supposed to be paying. Why will you be asking, is it paying? You know? So it has conditioned our mind that
it might not work.
It might not pay, you know? Mm. So
all right.
They need to improve on their network and internet. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you for sharing your experience.
That is it paying? He got me.
Yeah.
Because people can see, is it paying? Am I the bank? Do I work for the bank? Is he paying? Don't even greet you. Just guys, ATM working.
Sorry, is he paying?
Because you don't want to waste your time. Go and find out. He may not pay me, I will pay you. Don't ask me.
Exactly.
Anyways, I don't know why we say paying though. Oh boy.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chest alive.
Chest alive.
Yes. Good job. Good morning, Collins and Andre. My name is King David.
Hi, King David.
King David, where are you calling from?
Collins.
Yes, please.
One complain first.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time last year, every time you come in, hello?
Yes.
You will play Good morning, my neighbor. So what happened? You're not giving me the trouble of Nigeria and all of that.
Don't worry.
We'll play it.
We'll bring it back. Don't worry.
That's what I want to hear first.
Okay.
I'm just back to you there. In fact, I don't want to cause them loss. Like that guy said, I don't want to cause them because they have embarrassed me. They have disgraced me. Oh, my God. You go to the ATM, you're debited, you're not paid, and you need cash.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a time I made transfer. The POS, not even this. I used the POS.
Mm-hmm.
It was declining just like that guy, but they have debited me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't.
Oh, I guess will that be network or airtime? One of the two. But, I mean, he is frustrated also about you being debited and you are not getting the money.
Yeah, you're getting your item or what you paid for.
I talked about the Baba at the ATM now. I can't forget that story, I swear. You know, the guy say you saw it, yes, you are my witness. Let's go to the bank. You saw that I didn't collect any money. Anyways, let me just go back to that. More calls coming in. I don't know if we have WhatsApp messages. We'll be checking. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, how you doing? Chester
Collins.
Yes.
Man, I'm happy to meet you, man. Very, very happy. I've been trying for like 3 years.
Wow. Wow. For 3 years.
I think the period Jimmy came to your station. Jimmy Dizu, Uncle Jimmy Dizu moved to your station.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been a follower of Uncle Jimmy Dizu.
Okay.
Anyway, my biggest embarrassment. I went to the ATM.
Okay.
ATM said there's no money in my account.
Okay.
I left back. I went back to the roadside. I called my junior sister, please transfer me 3K because I've eaten.
Mm-hmm.
She now transferred. She now called and she has transferred. She now sent me with WhatsApp the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, I went to
Smoty
the men for wash plate too. The restaurant is beside Babich and near that former glass building. Guy, it remains small.
And
wash plate.
And I'll be looking at you like this one. You don't get money, you can't chop.
The money now came in at 12 a.m.
What?
12 a.m.
So how did you
know why I will never forget? Because I was on top of my wife. When I hear that, bang, 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 I
now what do you...